Decline and Fall. It was called King's Thursday and stood on a place where the ancient family of past master had always lived. Since the Middle Ages, the great house had been there, unchanged by any additions or improvements over the years. No rooms had been added, no windows filled in, no towers built, simply because the past masters of three centuries had lost both the money and the energy to carry out the work. Even when indoor toilets and gas cookers became worldly fashionable, King's Thursday slept on, untouched by an organisation. Candles still smoked the bedrooms long after the Lord Passmaster's neighbours had electricity. In the last 15 years, Hampshire people had gradually become proud of King's Thursday. Hostesses often took their weekend visitors there for afternoon tea, as it was considered to be an unusually fine and unspoiled example of Tudor architecture. It was impossible to ring the Passmasters up, as they were not on the telephone, but they were always at home and delighted to see the neighbours. After tea, Lord Passmaster was used to taking the visitors on a guided tour of the cold, dark bedrooms and great empty halls. Later, they rode away in their comfortable cars to their modernised homes, and as they sat in their hot baths before dinner, the most sensitive among them felt unfortunate to have been able to step back for an hour and a half out of their own century into the past, and to experience life exactly as it was led in Tudor times. A wee bit iffy that one, wasn't it? A wee bit. You want to...